Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys, to Think Tank. We have Megan McBride making her first appearance. We have Speaker Tim Jones, Gabe Pfeiffer. We're talking about this deal with Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and about 50 others who paid gazillions of dollars to get their kids into certain schools. And I forgot we have an MIT guy here.
So. Yeah. A true rocket scientist.
Yeah, and I was at school with a lot
what
of these kids.
What did your parents have to buy?
One time they bought me books, and that was rough. But one of the things that I kind of find interesting about the whole deal is that, yes, there's been this understanding that, you know, you if you have money, that you can kind of grease the wheels a little bit. You know, you can get your kid some of those extra tutors. You know, you can, you know, and like kind of you were saying on the break here, buy a gym for a school. Although there are plenty of you know, situations where buying that gym or putting your name on that building didn't get your kid in. So, you know, those type of things we understood and we shook our head at it, but we accepted it. What's going on right now, what was uncovered is something that was blatantly illegal. It's something that is not just on the edge of immoral. It was full blown. So I think we can easily conflate those two things and make it seem as though they're the same, but they really, really aren't.
So put away like the true legalities and federal sentencing guidelines, just your gut. If everything they're alleging against these people are true, the parents knew it, they were in on it, there was zero confusion, should they do jail time? Should they go away for a little bit?
There should be some. And I think more out of a notion of setting the example than anything else.
The day Aunt Becky from Fuller House goes to prison, I know I'm living in a simulation. Like, it's over with.
Maybe she can go to the same place that Martha Stewart went.
Right? Yeah, it's white-collar crime. It's like, I mean, what do you do with it? But it is, it's disgusting, right? I mean, it's like, this is not supposed to happen. Somebody set up, who was the ringleader? Singer.
Yeah.
Somebody set up a business, an actual business to do this. It's it's amazing, isn't it? Well, there's got to be punishment for it so nobody does it again.
It part of it is so bizarre that it seems a little unbelievable. But if you think about what they're really being charged with, right? Like mail fraud, nonprofit fraud. Take it away from education, like this ridiculous notion you'd spend all this money for kids to go to college. That's like racketeering, sure. Conspiracy, mob-like, you know, efforts. So if you take it just for the actual crime and not the ridiculous scenario the crime's in, people are going to jail. Yeah. I mean, in any other circumstance, they would be going to jail.
Megan, you're right. I believe
and they deserve it.
They're going to use the RICO statute.
So. Yeah, they should. Yeah. I mean, that's that is exactly what it is. It's a widespread criminal conspiracy. Athletic director at USC was getting $20,000 a month to provide these fraudulent applications to her boss and to the admissions. $20,000 a month to do this. I mean, it's really bad what they did, and it is kind of reality TV crazy, but if you look at it for the crime that it is, I hope they're going away.
Some gangster stuff right there.
Do you think most people, when Singer comes to them and says, look, you're making $70,000 a year as the swimming coach for USC, you can make 150 like that. Mm-hmm. No, more than that. You can make $500,000 a year. Yeah. Do most people say, I'm going to go turn you in, or do most people do it?
I'm not sure most. Or I'll say it this way. I would like to think not most, but I don't know. People are horrible.
Well, I think it depends, too. I mean, hopefully we learn a little bit more about how it all happened. I mean, who knows? Was there blackmail involved? Like, it's hard to say how got these relationships built to this level. Yeah. But it does sound like, at least at USC with that athletic director, she was continuing to get essential pay raises from this guy. I mean, it didn't start out at a $20,000 a month deal. But it obviously enough people said yes that it could be this widespread and go on for as long as it did.
I think an entire industry was just born as well, yeah, with the novels and the books and the made and the made for TV movies they're going to follow. I mean, they're going to have this is going to be for the next probably 5-10 years. And it's going to be fascinating.
So easy to get someone to take your test for you. I'm so stupid.
You know what's funny?
I would have never even thought of that because I'm like, well, surely they have safeguards here.
You know, as I was listening to that whole idea, you know, the little evil part of my brain, you know, little devil that pops up on your shoulder, it's like, man, all the money you could have made in high school.
Do you guys know what
I got on my SATs? Anyway, but yeah, I honestly hope that this impacts the education system and turns it on its head, because there are aspects of it that I think need to be essentially torn down and rebuilt. Yeah. But I'm not sure this will do it, but I hope it's one of the cracks in the dam.
I went to SIU Edwardsville, and then I went to WashU Law School, so I've kind of been on both sides of it. I just don't think it's that important. I mean, certainly education's important, and certainly Harvard is, you know, empirically a better school than blah, whatever. But, you know, and a lot of successful people didn't go to Ivy League, and a lot of Ivy League people aren't successful. So this feels more like ego to me.
It's about the parents, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's about the parents being able to say to their, you know, uppity friends, my daughter goes here, and we're at this school, and we go to the alumni games, and we're networking with fancy people. I think it says a lot more about parenting.
I agree.
It does about the educational system.
Huffman's son said, I want to go to Mizzou. Would she have just like crapped her pants and like, oh my God, you can't. That's embarrassing. You know, it's like.
Well, and Dave, it doesn't happen as much here. I mean, to a little bit extent, but definitely on the coast. Again, this is about the elitists, you know, and I have friends up on the East Coast who, like, when their children are born, they start getting in waiting lines for the right preschool.
Yes.
That's where we've gone with education. Mm-hmm. And you're, like you said, it's not about going and doing well somewhere with whatever fits your talents and abilities. It's all about prestige and checking boxes and having the right titles.
The other weird story this week, is there anything of interest to us about the Boeing planes and the grounding of said planes?
Well,
is there anything you can talk about?
Not so much.
Probably not.
But politically,
is there anything?
Politically, I think it's interesting that the FAA had to was kind of a little late to the party, and the president had to step in.
That's not really what happened. I mean, the president said Tuesday morning, oh no, that we're going to let the FAA follow their data, their procedures. They have clear protocols put in place to deal with this kind of thing, and we're not just going to follow along with whatever other countries do because we have a system, and this is how we deal with these types of issues, right? Well, then we find out he got some phone calls, and people weren't so, you know, we're kind of pressuring him to do one thing over the other. And then by the end of the day, I guess their protocols can get done in 6 or 7 hours. Then the plane is pulled. I mean, there's something about it that just doesn't seem right based on what we were originally told, what needed to be done to determine if safety really was an issue, and then how it ended up being dealt with at the end of the day. I think there is a lot more to learn about, not to mention that the glitches that were supposed to be addressed were delayed from the 5 to 6 week government shutdown. I mean, I think that has been buried in the press over the last 2 days, which I can't understand why.
I didn't even know that.
Oh yeah, they clearly stated that in multiple articles yesterday that this glitch had been identified, but no one thought, I think, it was as big of a security risk or safety risk as it ended up being, and that it was scheduled to be dealt with, and that during the government shutdown, it was delayed 5 to 6 weeks. So that is definitely, I think, has some political ramifications if anyone, you know, comes around to talk about
it. Well, I think the president was trying to protect an American company is what was going on here. I think that was the delay, whereas the Chinese were more than happy to have Boeing, you know, have a plane grounded because they've got competitors to that. So I think that's what it was. Now, look, I don't know. I think there's a reason we didn't, thank God, have any of these issues on flights here in the United States, because our pilots are the best trained in the world. They have thousands of hours of training. And from my understanding, I'm not an avionics expert. and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but I have flown on a lot of aircraft, including a lot of small aircraft.
That's good.
I know a lot of pilots. I actually know a lot of pilots. And from my understanding, and Gabe may or may not be able to weigh in on this, but I think it's more of a software glitch than a hardware glitch than something actually wrong with the plane. I mm-hmm. think it's with the technology.
Yeah.
And our pilots are probably able to handle it maybe a little better because this is just a whole new different
kind since
of...
you've flown on planes, you'd know. So.
I would know. I know these yeah. things. But although, Dave, I am going to say, though, I'm glad that we have taken a pause on this because yeah. Here's the problem with these things. You've got hundreds and hundreds of people on these aircrafts, and it's massive tragedies anytime something goes wrong.
But Tim, I think to your point, like I completely agree. That's what I said. Just because a plane that was, you know, in Ethiopia crashed, what does that have to do necessarily with our planes here? I mean, what I can't understand, though, is they said we're going to follow these protocols from the FAA. We clearly have, like, a great federal aviation system in this country. Did we actually follow those, or did we jump the gun? I'm not sure, and I think it doesn't do a service to people feeling safe if we're not following yeah. science and we're not following data. So I'm really eager to know, did we do all of that, and that actually found there is a problem that was so serious that they had to be grounded? Or did we just say, uh-oh, everybody else has done it, we better do it too?
A good decision to take a time out, figure this out,
yeah.
and then let the planes get back in the air.
2 minutes left. Mueller, Manafort, Pardons, Cohen, anyone want to jump in? Gosh. Anyone care?
No.
It's your turn, Gabe.
Are we kind of past it?
I'm done.
Yeah. I love yeah. Manafort rolling in the wheelchair, though, with gout. I'm like, really? The man who has been the lobbyist for Russia and Ukraine, if you're going to have any disease that puts you in a wheelchair, it's definitely going to be gout, which was just classic.
I'll just say, no Russian collusion. You know? I mean, we're still waiting, and you've already seen people on the left change the narrative. Well, yeah, so what about Bob Mueller? We've still got a House Investigatory Committee, gosh darn it. And then Nancy
says, so what about Bob Mueller?
Nancy Pelosi, because she said, I'm not going to proceed with impeachment.
But she didn't say, so what about Bob Mueller? She goes, it's not worth our time, which I 100% agree.
Because they agree. Nancy Pelosi's smart, unlike occasional cortex, is what I call AOC. Nancy Pelosi learned from what the Republicans did to Clinton in the 90s. Nancy's like, if we're going to go down this political witch hunt game, people are going to see it, they're going to call us out on it, and they're going to punish us at the ballot
box. But
that
has nothing to do with Mueller. That's her strategy in the House to deal with the president. Very different than whatever will or will not come out from a special prosecutor.
There have been other Democrats who I think know what's in the Mueller report because they're getting indications of it, like Warner, Mark Warner from Virginia, who have agreed there's no Russian collusion. And I think Mueller's going to find the same thing. And for 2 years, everybody on the left has said, Mueller, 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 Mueller. So when St. Bob Mueller comes out with no Russian collusion, they're either going to light their hair on fire or they're going to say, ah, forget about Bob Mueller.
I think we'll just be happy he did his work.
It'd be nice if we were.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel. So. I want to know.
I hope so.
And I mean, the fact that Manafort did, I mean, conspiracy against the United States, that's not some glowing return for your guy.
It's
something
he's
that was
out there
calling
10 years.
He's calling him a brave man.
Why didn't Obama's
conspiracy
DOJ...
Why didn't
Obama's DOJ go after Manafort? Because those crimes were known to everybody for over a decade. I agree with you. President Trump need to have a better vetting system. But Manafort...
You know what?
Manafort
I'll
committed,
take that.
Manafort committed his crimes.
The entire show. Well, there's Megan, where do people find you?
On Twitter, I guess, at Meg Shack, which is my old last name, and I can't figure out how to change it. Twitter handle. So
Annie
there you
can
go.
Show you how to do that.
Damn, Twitter.
Gabe, she helped me for my Twitter is at John Philosopher, and on YouTube, St. John the Philosopher. Please check it out.
Okay, Tim.
At Speaker Tim Jones.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Thursday to you. Thanks again for everyone who has been buying our merch today. Patty, who we work with in the, I don't want to get this wrong.
She's in marketing, I
marketing.
Believe.
Marketing.
Yeah. When you say, it used to be promotions.
Right.
And now it seems like promotions is like a dirty word.
Yeah, it's
like,
marketing.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's great.
I don't
great.
Know if we have a promotions department here, technically.
I know. Like events and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
and
Yeah, the street team, they call it. Yeah.
So. But Patty, I'm signing something that goes into each and every purchase that you guys make from the merch store, and she brought back a big stack and said, "Oh, are we doing this like for the future?" She's like, "No, these are moving out the door, brother.
Like hotcakes.
That's cool.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm sorry to tell you that the clothes shirt has been usurped by the DGS baseball tee. You might want to start doing a little of your own marketing.
What?
Yeah. 2-1.
To be fair, the baseball tee is cool.
It is cool. Yeah, to be fair, it is.
And the other one has your face on it.
I thought that was uncalled for. Just saying.
I liked it.
I think 6 o'clock is just when I start getting mean.
Yeah, usually it's with me, so I'm fully in support of this.
Yeah.
I'm done with the day.
If the bile's not going towards you, you're happy.
Oh, my God, yes. I was thinking about, so the head of the Gambino crime family was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time a mafia don has been murdered in New York since like 1986 or something like that. Am I the only one that kind of felt like that was probably done? I mean, you're always going to have gangsters in some way, but I don't know. It just seems very, very like old school.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you keep thinking the Godfather.
Could they be as big as they used to be? I can't imagine that.
I don't know. I mean, man, they were into everything way back when. I mean, so, yeah, whether or not they still have that kind of power and clout, I don't know. But they shot him and then ran him over, so they wanted him dead.
Did the Manchester crime family ever come after you with closest classic custard? Want a little something off the top?
You know, I came to work one day and there was a fish and a concrete. So then we started offering fish concretes.
Surprised you didn't do lives for him.
Yeah. For the mafia?
Yeah.
Hey, got problems with your community? Call my friend.
Been talking about this, the big scandal, the college scandal, and everyone's focusing on Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, which you understand it. It is crazy that Felicity Huffman, I never watched Desperate Housewives, but evidently her character paid $15,000 to get her fictitious son into a university, and that's exactly what she paid to get her real son in.
That's right. Where she got the idea.
Yeah, look at that.
Or she went to the writers and was like, I had this.
Life follows
if you
art.
If you were doing something sketch, don't you think you'd refuse to do that?
Yeah.
One? You know, like, oh, that's not a good line.
Right.
Let's not do that.
I'm so confused about
this. If
you're
having an affair with a circus clown and they go, okay, get this. Circus comes into town, you're attracted to Bozo, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the episode of The Cosby Show where Dr. Huxtable makes some sort of barbecue sauce. I think it's a barbecue sauce that, can we say horny on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
It makes everybody horny. And like, there's some non-consensual aspects to it, if I'm remembering correctly. And he's just like, boop, 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 like typical Bill Cosby. Oh, what a great episode.
That. You want to insert my Cosby here?
Sure.
He's a political.
He's a political. Aside from the political part, it wasn't bad. You know, it's no Minnie Mouse, but
yeah, and I know that Cosby didn't think I truly think this. I don't think he to this day thinks he did anything wrong.
No, he was just that's how he hooked up.
I mean, he's a psychopath. It's crazy.
Right.
But you would think even in his psychopathic brain, when that came up, that he would who am I talking about? He probably wrote it.
Hmm. I like the fact that he's in a prison and he's acting as a doctor.
Yes.
Acting as a doctor. And the doctor that he played was an OBGYN. Yeah. So it's, I mean,
the
everything's
time of his
got,
life.
Yeah.
Forced them to eat the pudding.
Yep.
They didn't have to.
Man, that a Bill Cosby?
Even my Cosby.
The pudding was good.
No.
None of you ever draw out his words properly. No. That's the part that makes me crazy. You're just like, duh, 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 duh. But he always had like a at the end, too.
Yeah, but
well, there you go.
You just said it. Like
I tried. I tried, and I failed. Okay,
old white guy.
Boy, were we put in our place?
I was doing a half off mic
don't
on
do
purpose.
It right.
The
pudding is not
in
proper.
The pudding.
Draw it out. Draw it out. Come on, Bill Cosby.
I wish I could cuss.
We already said horny.
Yeah,
Jeff Allen's gonna have a memo.
No kidding.
This is a pretty good prank. So this woman was scared of this porcelain doll she owned, but is frugal, so she sold it on eBay, and her sister went and bought it and put it in her basement.
Oh,
isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Yep. That's really, really good.
Sometimes in the next family get-together is going to be pretty hot and heavy. Oh, man.
So that she put it in her basement, and then found a really good excuse for them to go down there together.
Is that right?
And she just lost her mind.
Wow. That's great. Fern and I did that with troll dolls. We had a thing with troll dolls, you know, with the crazy hairdo. It was pretty hot. The crazy hairdo, and like we would, I don't know, somehow we got a troll doll when there was at the seven, I don't even remember. And so then one of us would like always leave it somewhere else where the other one would see it. Like you'd open up the medicine cabinet and the troll doll was there and I'd put it like on the pillow and then cover it up with the blanket. We were just.
That's adorable.
We were crazy. It's, you know, this is the wildlife.
Living your life.
Yep. It's nuts.
Here you go, Rachel. It's good for you. Eating boogers boosts your immune system.
Go ahead and cuss. Go ahead and cuss. You got it right. You just
I haven't eaten boogers in like 24 years. Yep. Okay.
Well, you should start again.
Yep. It's good for you.
I remember eating my boogers, like going to town one day, and my mom walked past me and goes, "One day you're going to realize how disgusting that is."
Yep.
And then she let me keep doing it, and I'm like, "Yeah, right, never. This is the best thing I've ever tasted." Right.
Whatever, lady.
And very shortly thereafter, yes. Yeah. I figured it out.
Not about a year ago, she went, "You know, this is too much."
Yeah, I really do think that I have an especially good immune system because I am so dirty. I draw the line at eating boogers, but that's about where the line is drawn.
That's the kids that are homeschooled have much tougher times going out in the real world because they haven't seen all the stuff floating around. So
yeah, I don't wash my hands much.
No, you're just a pig.
I eat off the floor.
Yep. You do. I mean, yeah, like cereal. Mm. Man, like oatmeal. That's really disgusting.
Mm. This was interesting. Mark Hamill is now older than Alec Guinness was when he played Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's so weird when people get old.
Was The Graduate and Bancroft was like 6 or 7 years older than Dustin Hoffman when they did.
And the whole gig was she was an older woman.
Mm-hmm. Much older woman. Yeah. Yeah.
This is really sad. Britney Spears cannot get married without her father's approval.
I saw that.
Because he's her conservator. And he says that he's not inclined to let her get...
She's crazy, though.
Oh, well, she's a conservator, but right. That's just so sad to me.
The ones I find weird, who's the gal on Modern Family? The Alex, the other one who plays the real smart one with the dark hair.
Oh, Ariel Winter?
Yeah. She did that thing where she...
She emancipated herself.
Yes. And then from her parents and her mom and stuff.
I don't know her deal. But in general, I don't mind that, especially when if you have like stage parents.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's so weird, you know, having good parents and everything that you would think about something like that. But I guess it happens more often than not that they're cashing in on the deal and using you for a paycheck.
Well,
so.
And how unstable must Britney Spears have been to have... her father in charge of her. I mean, she had a residency in Vegas. She's as big as she's ever been right now, and yet it's still like you got to go through him to make major decisions.
How old is she?
I think she's 10 years older than me, so I think she's 37.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
How old is Britney Spears?
Britney Spears is 37.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
You're a grown-ass, and she has kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you get out of it? I didn't know it was, like, never-ending. I thought at a point you could go back
really
to a judge.
It's really complicated.
I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She went off the...
Oh!
And you know what? I bet she had to plead a lot of different things in order... Remember, she had her babies in the car on her lap. It was bad.
Shaved her head that time. Mm-hmm. She went pretty goofy.
She married Kevin Federline. Like, yeah, that alone.
And now, was he with the one in Vegas for, like, 36 hours? Or that was somebody
that was
else,
a childhood friend.
Yeah.
And then she married K-Fed a couple years later.
Yeah. And whew.
That's so disgusting to me. He keeps coming back for money.
Of course he does.
How long were they married?
He's a bag of trash.
Yeah.
They were married like maybe 4 years. It wasn't a long time.
Yep. Disgusting.
They have two kids together, but still.
There you go.
Yeah.
Payroll. I think those kids are paid for on Britney alone.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God, yeah. This bothers me. I mean, I do dirty, gross stuff for a living. We talked about eating boogers the whole bit, but I'm also not the mayor of New York. De Blasio, the mayor of New York, put out a tweet that says, hey, New York City, there are only four things that should go in a public toilet: poop, pee, puke, and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Come on. I expect the mayor of New York to be better than me. Mm-hmm. I just do.
Well, you've talked about that with politicians and how many times you've been let down when you think, like you said, Congress, these people should be smarter than us in class. Not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, across the board, they're all goofy.
I mean, I know it's not right to look to someone who you consider above you to do something that you don't do. It's very hypocritical, but at the same time, and we all do that.
Right.
We do it with our parents, and I guess maybe it's just done.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just done.
I think we're done. I saw, I can't even repeat what she said, but Cardi B tweeted something earlier today. Did you see it, Mark?
I didn't know, but just her name gets me.
I'll tell you, I don't want to say it on the air, even if I can say it, but I don't want to say it in front of 100,000 people or whoever's listening right now. We're done. We're done.
Yeah.
There are people who can choose to be classy, but in general, we're done.
It's weird she brings up Cardi B. It's my next story. ASMR is about to take off. Cardi B listens to it every night.
There you go.
And she's going to start doing it herself.
Gross. Oh, Kurt. I can't do any impression.
Do Bill Cosby. Go ahead. Do Bill Cosby.
I'm having an off day.
Do it, Cardi B.
No. See, this is why Tony doesn't want to do his Cosby, because if he doesn't nail it, then we're all going to jump on him. Right. I understand him more now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Thursday to you. What a weird day.
Happy Thursday to you.
You know what I was thinking? When you had the story about the mayor in New York and you ever wonder how many fish get the deep six in a toilet?
I've never had that thought. No.
Do you ever do any?
No.
No.
Rich? I mean, I've
goldfish.
Dead fish.
Yeah. What'd you do with them?
Oh, Kurt. Can't do it.
Just okay. Let's just. We got it. We're not moving on until you do it.
No.
Come on. I'm not kidding.
I can't get my R's to roll right now.
What is the sound she makes?
She goes, oh, crap, that I can't do it. I have stage fright. She, like, coos.
Yeah. I thought she was choking for a minute when she first went in. You went, are you okay? And I'm like, what's happening here?
He was like, step aside.
Yep.
Oh, fish in toilets.
Yeah. You've never done it.
Not to a live fish.
No. Oh, not a live fish. A dead fish. Yeah. Well,
how do I know what you mean?
Have you ever buried a dog? Well, not a live dog.
Boy, he's really kicking. Damn, lay still. Sit. Wow.
In the Glover family, we bury our fish in coffins.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We haven't done it in a long time. But Phoebe would make a little clay coffin.
Mm.
We'd have a funeral.
Well, I understand. We would just all stand around the toilet and like salute and say, see you later.
Burial at sea.
Yep.
This is one of the cutest things ever when Phoebe had thunder and lightning. And thunder died the day before lightning. It was a rough couple of days.
Wow.
And she was a new young Catholic, probably 5 years old.
Yeah.
So we buried him, and she said a prayer. So we buried thunder. Then the next day we're burying lightning.
Wow.
And she's praying, and she's like praying for lightning soul. And she's like, and I also pray for thunder. And then she looks at him, and she goes, you met thunder yesterday.
Ah,
cute.
There you are.
I said, shut up.
Yeah. They're fish.
Fun facts.
Sure.
There are 60 certified master cheesemakers in the U.S., and all of them work in Wisconsin. Only 60?
Yeah, I've met a couple.
Of course you have.
Just saying, I have two.
Well, you've met a couple people who said they were.
No, they were because they worked with Holly Cheese, and he got his cheese from Wisconsin, and these guys were like the hard, where he would go up. He told me this, and like he would test cheese from like a wheel of cheese that was like 20 feet tall.
Awesome.
I mean, it was,
Why do you do this?
I want to sleep on a wheel of cheese.
There's
like
no
that.
Wheel of cheese 20 feet tall.
Oh, well, okay. 2 feet tall. No, but it's like it's a wheel of cheese that you couldn't move.
So you Mr. Hotley tasted cheese from a wheel of cheese.
That's how he buys
a big one.
No.
Well, yeah, that's how they buy their cheese.
I know.
Okay.
Have you never tasted cheese from a wheel?
But not a little bitty wheel. I mean, he doesn't go out and buy a pound of cheese. He buys like 25,000 pounds
of
cheese.
What a shock.
Well, it's...
I would have thought he bought it by the pound.
He explains things like an indigenous person who, like, an airplane flew over for the first time. He's like, there's a bird. It was huge. It was metal.
That's right. Well, no, it's... All right. Tough guy. It's a bigger wheel of cheese than you ever saw.
How do you know the bigger cheese I've seen?
Because you're
just, small cheese, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm the big
cheese. He's the big cheese.
Thank
You're
you
the
so
small
much.
Cheese.
I love your impressions.
I've
They're
bigger
incredible.
Cheese than yours.
What? No.
Who, what's the biggest I'm cheese sorry. You've who seen? Did endorsements for Hotly Cheese?
Thank
who
you. Was it? Thank
yeah,
you.
What's the biggest wheel you've seen?
40, 50 feet. I mean, it blocked out the sun. And then it was, you know, and then we got giant, like 4x8 crackers, and it had some cracker and cheese. You believe me?
Yosemite Sam almost had a different name. The first two choices were Texas Tiny.
That it hurt.
Wyoming Willie.
Yeah.
And Denver Dan.
Wow.
Isn't it weird? Because it's one of those things, it's almost like when you name a pet. Like Augie, I hated that name. But now he's so an Augie.
Right, right.
I don't like the name Moses, but he's kind of become, you know.
Moses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But Yosemite.
Yeah. Kitty.
Yosemite.
Who'd have thought Kitty?
Right? Yeah.
Stuck.
But she was a total kitty.
She was a kitty.
Chuck E. Cheese was almost called Rick Rat's Pizza.
I wish it was.
Oh, I was going to say, can I have some of the rat pizza,
please? I want to go to Rick Rat's
Pizza.
Oh,
I was going
to
say, yeah. And then the big mechanical rat comes out and gnaws on your... Stop.
The pie that Jason Biggs has sex with on American Pie came from Costco.
Great.
It's
the biggest pie you ever had sex with.
I was not really allowed to watch movies like that growing up. So I didn't see American Pie until I was about 22.
Yeah.
And it was the kind of thing where people my age were like, it's so funny. It's so good. You have to watch it. It was not funny. I mean, I'm sure it was a hoot in 1998 or whenever it came out, but meh.
It was no Porky's, I'll tell you that. Now, that was funny. Remember Mickey Mouse's original name?
Steamboat Willie?
That was the name of the cartoon he was in, that the first short he was in.
Mikey Mouse.
Mortimer Mouse.
That's Mort. Terrible.
It could have been Mort.
Mort Mouse.
Hey, Mort.
Billy Idol was almost blinded making his Eyes Without a Face video.
Really?
How so?
I thought it was going to be something really cool, like flames. He just
looked at the sun.
He got really right. tired and he went to sleep with his contacts in. And it was so. Yeah, they're saying it was so severe he had to have his eyes bandaged for 2 days. Puss.
If I'm buying
I knew someone who didn't take their contacts out for months and months. I know.
How's that possible?
People are weird. Yep. I take my contacts out every night. I can't stand when they're dry. Mm-hmm. Even people were like, oh, you could just sleep over. You don't need to take them out. No, it's a horrible feeling. But then people who just leave them in.
Well, don't you? How about the people that when they get dry, take them out, put them in their mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then stick them back in their eyeballs?
I'm not a stranger to doing that if it's necessary, but I'd rather go in the bathroom and get water or something.
Okay.
I can't think of many things worse on the non-life-threatening scale
right.
than having to put contacts
I
in.
Couldn't do it. At this point in my life, I couldn't do it.
The first couple of times I did it, I was 14 when I got them, and my mom and I were concerned. It took that
like
long to put them in.
Yep.
Yeah, like, are we wasting our money on these? But then within a month, I'm just...
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but it was really hard
upsetting.
To... Yeah, it was upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah.
She cursed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She does that.
I was like, I just want to eat boogers and go home.
Didn't you say... Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah. Or somebody else?
No. Yeah. Jesse Smollett. Isn't that funny? Jesse Smollett. That's...
Please, he's not guilty.
A year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how quickly...
Now...
He was everything. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Right.
For real. Every day it was Jesse Smollett.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. I think he did it. Oh, my God. Look at the video. Oh, that... Mm-hmm. What a piece of crap. He's going to go to jail. Jesse Smollett.
Nothing.
I couldn't even tell you what knocked him out of the news cycle either.
No.
Oh, there's been so many different things. Mm-hmm. And they said that the Empire, was it the season final, I guess, came in and just tanked. Did really, really
good.
Poorly. So... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
No, but the story was that he has demanded that there be cameras in the courtroom when he has his trial just to show how innocent he is.
Yep.
Look, here's the thing. People just scream innocence right up until the minute that they plead guilty.
Yeah. And oh, sure.
He's pleading not guilty.
Right.
No,
right.
I mean, like, plead until, guilty.
Yeah. But how about...
Gotcha.
You're the guy's attorney who's going to make a ton of money. The guy's attorney's making a ton of money, and it's like He's like, you know, Your Honor, my client is not guilty. How can they have the, I mean, they're making a ton of money to be their lawyer, but it's like, how can you say that?
I never had to do that because I didn't do that kind of law.
Right.
One of my best friend's dad was like a god of defense law, and now he is, you know, because he's old like me. But I talked to him a lot, and he was just like, you know, Constitution, everyone gets the best defense.
Sure.
I don't want to know if they're guilty or not. I want to hear their story. So if he was representing Jesse Smollett and he told his fake-ass story, he'd be like, okay, that's what we'll go with.
Right.
I don't think you're going to win, but because you're not allowed to suborn perjury. So if he had evidence, if Jesse Smollett said, look, I did it, but you got to get me out of this.
Right.
He couldn't put him on the stand and let him tell his fake story.
Exactly. Exactly.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.